Surya Namaskar. This is very gentle Hatha Yoga practices. There's no any force in that. You just do according to your capacity. You might be not able to reach on first day or in within a month on final position. So gradually, gradually you need to mold and fold your body. To remove the laziness, you need some passion, you need to make. But after when you are trying to make your posture, don't force yourself. You can maximally enjoy your driving, how much you have control on your driving. When you are speeding the car, how much you are speeding, you have a less control. And how much you have a less speed, and then you are enjoying maximally in control, you have less stress. So, we will continue our previous lectures that we have discussed the history of Ayurveda, Ashtanga Ayurveda, history of Ayurveda on the heavenly planet, and how Ayurveda comes on earth, and history of the disease, and the history of creation, how the creation of the life in manufacturation of body, mind and consciousness have the factors during the pregnancy and other factors. With that we comes on a gross material which is made by five elements, the material energy. So we discuss about the five elements and we discuss about the quality of five elements which represent our five knowledge faculty also. We do not have any sixth or seventh knowledge sense. Rather than having these five knowledge faculty, taste, touch, smell, hearing, and seeing. So that represent five elements which make proof and factual knowledge. After that we discuss the relationship between a sixth taste and the five element. There is no any seventh taste and there is always be sixth taste and it's always made by five element. As I told you yesterday, like for example in the sweet test, sweetness is the dominant in the sweet test. But other five tastes are also existing in the sweet, which we call sour, salt, hot, bitter, astringent. But predominantly it is sweet due to the predominant constitutional structure of elementary position of earth and water. Same way you can understand your understanding about the other things. Now, as I was discussing you about these five elements combined and in our regard of our body, in each cell, in each minute unit of our body, these five elements composed and make three energy, three functions. In this whole universe, you see always three energies, three phenomena. Sun rise, sun maintain the day, and then sunset. Night comes, night start, and night begin the maintain 6 hour, and then night finish. Same, everything is created, maintain their life span, and then finish. Seed grows, convert in tree, give the fruits, and then demolarize after a span. So there is a life cycle. Same way, we have our body cells, which is also growing in our body and dying in our body. Like red blood cells, it has their own life span. Our bone marrow, liver and spleen help to produce the red blood cells, RBCs, and when this RBC life span is finished, we utilize its energy. Then it die, it converted into the waste product as a bile, gallbladder juice, and that bile comes out through the, in the digestion process is helped, and then comes out through the stool as a yellow color of the stool. So everything is utilizing in this material, in this natural process of nature. You see in the trees have the fallen, the leaves fallen, in the autumn or spring time, and then it's converted as a compost to for refertile. Same way, our body inside also utilizing the waste product inside our body. So always be three positions which have their values. Yes. What? Red blood cells is created by liver, spleen, bone marrow. There is not only one factor. This is just, I gave a little analogy to understand. There is a big theory behind it. But you understand there is a life span. So you will see there is a creativity, maintenance and destroyingness. So when we see that we producing the new red blood cells, that's created by Vata. When we see the life span maintained of the red blood cell is maintained by Pitta. Sorry, it's a maintained by the Kapha, the immunity span. The metabolism and the Pitta is the nature which is going close to burnt out. The Pitta is changing everything. Anything comes in the contact with fire, it's changing in another form. Like food which you eat, very nice rasgulla, gulab jamun and pizza, it goes in the tummy, but next morning it not comes out in the same structure, same smell and same. It's converted to its product. So that is the fire which work. How much quantity you drink, you will not pass out same quantity. It's utilized in your body and convert as a energy. So Vata, Pitta, Kapha, as I explained yesterday, that these are the three energies. In gross, it's produced by five elements. Where to see in our body, where the Vata, where the Pitta and where the Kapha. So, in general, we have three location of Vata, Pitta, Kapha in our body. If you see, there is a diagram on page F. On page F, there is a sheet of diagram which is showing the three location of Vata, Pitta, Kapha. Below the umbilicus, the location of Vata, and middle part, below the chest, is the Pitta place, and Kapha is the lungs, the above the, close to the chest area. Now, these are the gross location of Vata, Pitta, Kapha. People say, my Vata high, my Pitta high, my Kapha high. What it mean? Whenever you have imbalances in your Vata or in your Pitta or in your Kapha, the sign and symptoms will, first of all, you will visualize on these location in your physical body. Like you get chesty cough, cough cold, mucus is splitting mucus. So you say, oh, I have Kapha aggravation, take some ginger tea. Make sense? You feel some stomach burning, heartburn, hot acidity, then you take something sweet or some coconut water or some anti-acid. When you're feeling some winds and moving noise and cramps and pain in lower abdomen, that shows Vata. Like during menstruation, your Vata high, it want to flush out the menstruation blood by the force of Vata, so as you feel cramp and pain. These are the some. Now, what is the natural symptom of healthy Vata, healthy Pitta and healthy Kapha? This is also very important to understand. When we know the healthy sign and symptoms of Vata, Pitta and Kapha, then we can understand the unhealthy sign and symptoms of Vata, Pitta, Kapha. Otherwise it's just a speculation, something Vata, something Pitta, something Kapha. You cannot see the Vata, Pitta, Kapha in a blood test. How you can prove for this world that your Vata is high? Well, you crazy, my Vata is alright. So, pulse is one media, but pulse is a very high and advanced study. If you want to check your own pulse, you will never be able to observe your own pulse. When your own Vata is high, when you are checking your pulse, how it is possible? Like, I am a physician. If my Vata is high, I am trying to search your Vata, I am not able to assist you. That's why this Ayurveda self-prevention program is very important and essential for the physician to practice. If our mood and body consciousness is not sattvic, we will never be able to help the patient. And this is happened here. In the modern medication system, the doctors are taking everything. No, they're taking smoking or alcohol or whatever they're trying to enjoy their life with this materialistic way. And they are complaining, well, don't smoke, it's bad for your lungs, but not for me. Don't drink alcohol, it is bad for you, but not for me. So this is a kind of ignorance. And Ayurveda, if Ayurvedic doctors are also in the same pattern, then this is not going to work. The pulse diagnosis and the consciousness observation about your three energies, it will be quite impossible. So this is, that's why it makes sense that instructions of Srila Prabhupada is given, practice Vedic lifestyle first inside you, be an example to show other people. But if we are passionately practicing Vedic lifestyle, then how we can lead or present an example for others, it will be a passionate example. That's why I say, well, look, please kindly join our Hare Krishna movement. You know, we have many problem of children's problem, we have many Gurukul problem, we have many sannyasis problem, we have many grastas problem, please kindly join us. It's not possible. To say honestly to truly, whenever we go and we inspire somebody for Krishna, we don't talk about this, because we know this is the material thing which comes and goes. It's not going to stay. Krishna name is truth, and so that's why we inspire him. But with the same time, we have to feel that thing, that how we can prevent these things from ourselves. And that is not possible till you not strongly healthy. Because when our body energies drop down, we really forced ourselves to make some decision or to make something like up and down. I can say 80% experience about the lives of the patients, those who comes in my life and in my father's life. And when they simply suggest us that, look, I have big service in the morning time, I have to do the deity worship, so I get my numbness of cold feet because I have to stand on marble feet. They are right on their observation, what they are saying. This is the practical problem. They are doing 3:30, they have to get up and they go and they do deity worship. They have to stand on marble floor and legs get numb. It's very natural. But for that, if I have to give some medicine, being an Ayurvedic doctor, I have to think 1,000 times. I have to suggest that type of recommendation by which sadhana make healthy. And how it is going to be happen, that I need to understand. Because the total healthy person can tolerate the heat, cold, wind easily. In a normal amount. Not like excessively. So that is called total health. And we look to make the body for that purpose. For total health, that our tolerance increase against hot, cold and wind. So this is the three location of Vata, Pitta, Kapha in the body. Whenever your Vata and Pitta and Kapha is out of balance, the first sign and symptom will comes here. Now, what kind of sign and symptoms you can feel? What you will observe? So we need to look the natural qualities of Vata, natural quality and function of Pitta, natural quality and function of Kapha. If you go and see the sheet number D, A, B, C, D, which is showing the natural function of Vata. The Vata, the movement. Whenever your any movement have problem, that shows Vata. Now this Vata can be high and Vata can be low. So movement can be high and movement can be low. Like stiffness in the joint, you can't walk 1 kilometer, or your muscles is vibrating too fast. You know, muscles tingling. Twitching, what you call. Yeah. Muscle tingling, you know, vibration. So this muscle which you have to do this action, but is doing faster than what you want to do. So that is also a vata aggravation, and when the stiffness is there, that is also the sign of vata. But vata is high or vata is low. This is ideally need to understand what the action you have to take. If you say simply vata problem, then you start anti-vata diet. But anti-vata diet, or you have to balance the vata, or you have to uplift the vata. These are the consciously observation. But these things cannot be teach and taught by the books, because this is a very practical subject. So the movement, breathing, natural urges is the very important to find out whether you are healthy or unhealthy. This body have 13 type of natural urges. Do you know about that? You have your own body. You know how many times it calls you? There is a 13 fixed number. You cannot reduce, you cannot increase. 1, 3. These are the natural calls. Think about it. You have your own body and it calls you 13 times. Hardly you remember eat and sleep. Isn't that right? So, if any dysfunctioning in that, if you are not able to observe your 13 urges, which also shows the vata out of balance. I will explain this when the topic will come, because I need to explain a few things in advance before, but I'm just talking the qualities. So, the natural urges, the transformation of the tissues, the one tissue carried out from one place to another place. The food which you eat here, this will go in the brain, or this will go in the kidney, or this will go in the liver, or this will go in the toes. That is all the carrier by vata. The wind. You cannot see wind by the microscope or electro microscope. But you can see the impulses are going, messages are going. Motor function. The actions which you take, sensory function, sensation, ungroundness. You understand with that? The groundiness means when you are very heavy and sleepy, and you know you are you don't want to move. This is opposite quality. But when you have movement, and your body is quite light to do the work. Whatever, English is tough for me. This is just a book's language actually. But I have calculated with the Sanskrit word, so that's why I'm keeping this chart. Anyway, the secretions and excretions. The body secretes, like pancreas, secrete two type of the juices. One is the pancreas is a gland which is exocrine and endocrine, both. Certain hormones, insulin hormone, which directly release to the blood, and certain digestive enzymes it's released by the duct which comes in the duodenum. So to carry out the juice from pancreas glands to the duct or to the duodenum, that is carried out by vata. And now if the blockage take place and it is not reaching at proper time, it means this is vata obstruction. And how? Because you might know after getting a stone or your pancreas is dysfunctioning, then doctor tell you we have to operate you or you got diabetes. But how you can understand the problem of pancreas just in the beginning? That is why vata you can understand. For example, like when you taste the food, the sugar which you eat, if you receive it properly, that is the lingual gland. And the taste bud which receives the taste, which goes in the mind, you feel this is sweet, sour, salt, hot, bitter, astringent. And according to that, you get the thoughts. When you eat the chili and when you eat the rasgulla, you have different emotions. And these emotions plays in the hypothalamus region of the brain that passes the information to your pituitary gland. and pituitary gland stimulate your other endocrine and exocrine gland to secrete that type of digestive juices, the sweet is coming and sour is coming, salt is coming. So that nervous system, which is organ of vata, you know, nervous system, which is the organ of vata, with the taste received by your lingual nerves, lingual glands, which received by the brain, and brain is the vata organ, which pass the impulses through the vagus nerve, and this vagus nerve activate, this is all vata organ, activate your nervous system of pancreas, and through the neurochemicals, that activate the pancreas to release the different kind of juices and enzymes and hormones, whatever needed to digest for what. If you not have this reception properly, your brain is not getting proper emotion. That is the first step where we start to stop the insulin function. So that's why these are the natural phenomena. We have to, this is natural 13 urges which we body calls. We have to really know about it and feel about it, then our body rhythms are without obstruction. Yes. Yes, you receive it 100%, you receive it 50%, you receive it 60% and 40%. Yes, when you make it fine faced and then you dissolve with saliva and mix, then you have different taste and flavor, like paneer, sabji. People very love to paneer eat, you know, and pieces of vendor, and anybody serving the sabji, please give me a couple of pieces of paneer, take away the potatoes. And the paneer, when you eat, it's need to be make fine paste of paneer in your mouth. But hardly, you just couple of times chew and then you feed because it's nourishing, it's a good protein. But this is the basic difference. The vegetarian people are taking the vegetarian diet with the process of meat. Because when you eat the meat diet, just like flesh, proteins, bones or whatever, you chew them, it's give instinct energy. Instinct energy, you know. Like a muscles. It gives, like the carnivorous animals, you know, they eat and they have very small intestine, they just passed out, get the quickly energy. But vegetarian people take 12 hour to 24 hour time to reabsorb the food through the 21 feet long intestine. If the reception is not proper, how you are going to pass the message through your vagus nerve to your whole 21 feet GIT, the gastrointestinal tract? So, you know, this is a very important factor. That's which we wish. And when you are in rajasic bhava, it's hard to maintain it. Like, if I, for example, some days I have to reach at MVT in the morning time at 7:30, you know. And if I am, due to some reason, get a couple of calls in the morning time, I'm late, and I ready by the time 7 or 7:10, and then my wife is giving a breakfast for me, actually, how much time she take to cook the breakfast, I do not have that much time to eat that. Even a 5 minute time sometime. So at that time, rather than taking that chapati or paratha with milk, that's my generally in morning, something whatever comes out on the way, I just drink the milk, not be able to chew properly the paratha. And if I force that, I need some potential food to run my car up to 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, then I feel heavy and indigested, and that's give me pressure here, and I have all total mind work, and I feel lethargic, and I won't enjoy my consulting and counseling to the patient. And if I, my system is easy and I, my mind is very light, then I enjoy the consciousness to play with the other consciousness. So anyway, this is the vata, like secretion and excretion, evacuation. Your bowel should comes out very easily and smoothly. Your urination should comes out. You should feel that. The pitta and kapha, they have same kind of the qualities which you can read and understand. And few things I will also explain as it comes on the way. Yes, I'm going to tell you definitely. Because this is very important. These are the 13 causes which bring out your toxins and maintain your body. Vegan nadhariyet vata veda mutra kapha kshetutrutu khidam jirambha shwasa srama shwasa asru chardi ritsam. There's a quotation about it. Vegan nadhariyet. You should not hold these urges. It's not to know about the 13 urges, but what you have to do with that. How you have to deal with that. Just by the knowing of 13 urges, the message is not finished. Actually, how you have to handle? You want to handle your urges according to your way, or you want to handle these urges according to the manual of life? This is also important. I mean, you have these urges. You not newly comes out here. Many people have these urges before also and after also. That's a fixed phenomena. But how to handle, this is very important to know, which I am going to tell. So, a general understanding about vata, pitta, kapha, I think it gives you some idea that vata, pitta, kapha, these are the energies which composed by the five element. And five element have the quality. So, the vata, pitta, kapha also have the qualities. Make sense? Five element have qualities, five qualities. These qualities are vision, smell, taste, and touch. You know, these qualities are there. So the same way, these five elements will work in the vata, pitta and kapha. Now, I would like to make a relationship that six tastes, how it affects your vata, pitta and kapha. There is one table. Now, to know I have not worked yet on constitutional diagnosis that what is your body type. Are you vata, pitta and kapha? Because I know you already have done this constitutional diagnosis many times before. So you have some idea about that, I am a who I am. So there is a very new people, those who first time listening Ayurveda, I go first to know about their constitution, who you are. But because you have already done some studies and some books, as I introduced on the first day, so I will go on a constitutional diagnosis here in the class also. But because you have some understanding about constitution, who is vata, who is pitta, and who is kapha, so just to make that sense on that level, and then I will go on constitutional to for next step. What mistakes you do in observation of your constitution and how then you can go more advanced to understand this perception. Might be some of them, do you know this relationship? Somebody knows? Can they raise their hand? Can anybody, student, know that the relationship with the taste and the constitution? Yeah. Now, that's his understanding. It's very good. He's saying, one thing is helping and one thing is not helping. This is just one understanding. Does anybody have any other understanding, or they all are supporting this understanding? This is totally different thing, what he said. He says, if you eat one group, it is balancing. If you eat another group, it's disturbing. You saying, if you are pitta high, then you eat this. This is low, then you eat this. You're saying that. So, both are different concepts. So, one thing, two concepts. Yes. Everything is related to digestion also. But what fire is predominantly related to digestion. Yes, what are you saying, Mataji? So I know actually some sort of understanding most of all devotees have, that how to, if I have heat too much, then I drink cold, or if I have too much cold, then I drink hot. This is general understanding, you know. But you are right on one angle, both of you, but what perception you have, say that if you eat this group, this is good for you, if you eat this group, this is bad for you. This is not a final solution, because good and bad, these are the two worlds. Sometimes this class is very good for you, you are enjoying. Sometimes this class is too much boring for you and you feel frustrated. Isn't that right? Sometimes some company you feel very nice and very happy, sometimes the same company give you too much pain. The happiness and unhappiness, the good and bad, the plus and minus, these are the two words. It's not a balance actually. When you go in this side, then you go this side, then you go this side, then you go this side. That's the same way as he's saying, when you have this high, you balance this, when this go down, then you go up. But what is balance in between them? So it means that you have to take both of them. In the healthy state, you need to take both of them. But everybody wants to be a doctor. Nobody wants to be a preventive taking care. The mind nature is to treat, not to maintain. This is natural nature. Now, to keep healthy body healthy, you need this thing also, you need this thing also. To balance it. Isn't that right? What do you think about it? Now, this is just about talking pitta. The same thing about vata, same thing about kapha. And everybody have vata, pitta and kapha. That is also true. But the dominant qualities are showing differences. Somebody is vata dominant, somebody is pitta dominant, somebody is kapha dominant. Now, healthy status of vata dominant, healthy status of pitta dominant, and healthy status of kapha dominant. This is one subject. In kapha person, for example, in kapha constitution, and kapha person have healthy status. Now, in this healthy status, if sometime vata go high or vata go low, if sometime pitta go high, pitta go low, if sometime kapha go high, kapha go low. In a kapha constitution, the kapha dominant body, somebody have kapha dominant, one dosha is dominant in the body. Then other roles play. And somebody is vata dominant, and what is the ratio about that? Somebody is pitta dominant, then what is the relation of this? So this is an analysis which goes like that. Generally people not go that much far. Generally, people don't go that much far. They just have a list. One weekend seminar in West, they have a list, they teach couple of classes. Next week you are Ayurvedic doctor, you know how to take this point and your constitutional diagnosis. And next day when you go out from the class, you start to teach Ayurveda. I am here not to teach you Ayurveda, or I am not making you qualified that you go outside and teach Ayurveda. I am just trying that at least you can teach yourself Ayurveda to help your life. That is only the intention of this class. So, now, I will explain whatever problems I have raised here, I will give the solution. But here, to understand the fundamental principle of Ayurveda, that vata dosha, vata energy, pitta energy and kapha energy. Everybody have these three energies. Is that right? Vata is the controller of nervous system, and vata is the all body movement inside the body, outside the body. This is a function. You know the pitta function, metabolism, digestion. You know the kapha function, immunity and resistance and this. Now, we will go on constitutional diagnosis after. First you understand, like as I say here, sweet, sour and salt increase kapha. Clear? Why it's increased kapha? That is needed to know. Because kapha have earth and water dominant, and sweet is also have earth and water dominant. That's why similar things increase similar thing and opposite things decrease the other things. For example, like there is a group of women, like 50 women. Now, this is 100% women group. If the few kids enter in there, then you cannot say that this group is 100% women group. You say 75% women and 25% kids. So,
the percentage of the moment is deteriorate due to adding something opposite. If we add some more moment, then you can say the percentage of moment is more increased. Like, if you mix milk in the milk, then quantity of milk will increase. If you mix water in the milk, then quantity of milk will not increase. The milk reduce, the liquidity increase. So, to understand the same thing, due to the presence of earth and water, kapha increase, because kapha is also have earth and water dominant. This is first, Madhur Amla Lava, first three, in that sweet is maximally increased kapha, sour less than sweet, salt less than sour, but it also increase kapha. Now, to understand the relationship, the sour have earth and fire, but earth is dominant here. In salt, water and fire, water is dominant. But due to presence of fire, they not increase same as sweet, because sweet have earth and water similar as kapha. So 100% similarity, 50% similarity, 25% similarity. The 100% similar things immediate increase kapha. For example, if you have little bit runny nose and cough, cold mucus, you drink yogurt or ice cream, you immediately get very high kapha. Is it right? And if you take something not very strong sweet, but little bit salty, it increase less. If you have some more other side groups, like hot, bitter, astringent, like ginger tea, it will work anti. It reduces the kapha. Why it's reduced the kapha? If you look the hot, which is maximum reduced the kapha, the hot have air and fire. So air and fire, air is the light and fire is heating. So they both are light molecule, and earth and water is heavy molecule. So they work anti. Air dry the water, fire burn the water and earth, so kapha is reduced. Make sense? The air and fire, air also have quality of drying, and fire also have quality to dry. And kapha is the nature of like wet and moisturized and sluggish, which is water and earth and heavy. So it's dry that mucus. And now this kapha can be anywhere in the body, it is going to work there. So the principle which is existing inside the body, the same principle also existing outside the body. That is called natural relationship. Now, as I explained you this sweet, sour, salt relation, hot, bitter and astringent. If you look on the bitter, that's have air and space, which is also vata quality. Now, if you see, in kapha, earth and water dominate, and in vata, air and space dominate. Air and space is lighter, and earth and water is heavier. That's why vata constitution is very skinny and lean and thin, and kapha person is big and fatty and slow. In general, body looking wise. Now, vata constitution person have too much movement, fast movement, but the kapha person not move that much. This is just in a constitutional relation. Now, if you see in this vata, these are working oppositely. In the kapha, sweet, sour, salt increase kapha, and in the vata, hot, bitter, astringent increase vata. So, vata and kapha, they are working anti. Make sense? This is already existing in our body also. They always try to make the balance. A natural balance is made by kapha and vata. You can see here, vata, sweet, sour, salt reduce vata. And it's increased kapha. When you, in the night time, if you take cup of milk, you feel sleepy. And if you take cup of coffee or tea, you feel awakened. Is that right? Because milk is very sweet. So it gives sleep, and sleep increases kapha. But when you drink cup of tea or coffee, what is the taste of tea and coffee? Bitter and astringent. And hot. Is that right? So, that comes in this category. So, vata everywhere. And what is the function of vata? To move. And what is the function of kapha? To sleep. To slow. So, when you just drink milk, you get sound sleep. But when you take cup of tea or coffee, you get hyperactive. Make sense? Clear? Yes. Yes. When we take glucose, we not get sleep. No. When you are taking this glucose, which you call pure carbohydrate, this carbohydrate fructose, you are talking about that glucose. That is also increased kapha.
But sometimes somebody takes nighttime.
Which energy you are talking? That energy is not vata energy. It's not like that. The people, those who take sweet prasad, we in the Vedic our prasad, we have always sweet rice, rasgulla, gulab jamun. We always are not sleepy. Our devotees are working very active and fast, and it's not like that. So kapha is giving energy. It's not just sleepness. But what I say, kapha increases heaviness. But when you take the glucose, glucose works from the liver gland. It's not work from the stomach. The glucose have digestion quality just on the nervous level. So it's a stimulant to your nerve. Although due to the sweetness, it have a nourishing quality. Taking glucose, taking coffee, they have different two effects. Are you feel same energetic as you take tea and as you take glucose? Have you used that anytime? No, try to use both things. One day you use glucose and let's see which kind of energy you have. And one day you take cup of coffee and let's see. Anyway, you have herbal tea. It's not the same effect. No. What he is saying? He is saying taking glucose gives energy. Yes. You are talking about pure glucose? Glucon D. What is the history of Glucon D? Anyway, ask the Glaxo company who started the Glucon D. It's not more than 80 years or might be 100 years. Well, the glucose gives instinct energy, which is working, it's increased the sweetness on the nerve level. Because nervous system also needs glucose. The brain, it also needs sweetness. Brain, it also needs the sweetness. Now, try to understand there is a two type of the sweetness. Like sweetness is one. For example, when you meeting with your someone friend or with your close family person after a long time, you have sweet emotion. Is that right? Or you have hate emotion. You want to love, you know, and you are waiting on platform or on airport. You're just watching everybody, you know, oh, that's not come, taking too long. So you have sweet emotion, but your energy is increasing. That is increasing. At the same time, when you have a hate emotion, at that time your energy is also increasing. You want to run away. Isn't that right? So you using your energy in the sweet emotion and in the hate emotion. The same way, when you are getting energy from coffee and tea, this is a negative energy. And when you are getting the energy from the sweet, that is positive energy. But in the place of glucose, when you don't know when you need the glucose, glucose, when you take this glucose, this is not the right way to increase the energy. You can get energy, but this is not right way. I would like to suggest, any energy which you want to take, you should send it in tummy. Then tummy will send this. Otherwise, you might diabetic in later on, longer time. Sugar candy, the chocolates, these icing sugar, or any preparation with the this type of the refined sugar, it's very sensitive to create the diabetic. But if you want to see, you go in Mathura, we have a category of the people there called Chobes, Pandas. Chobe, Panda, Chaturvedi. In Mathura, they can eat one time 4-5 kg sweet product, no problem. And nobody has diabetes. If the sweet is the cause of the diabetes, then these guys should must have, first of all. There is, sorry? No, say using rabdi. They drink rasgulla and gulab jamun and ladoos and barfi. They're eating plenty sweet through that. But this is all natural sugar which have been prepared the sweet product. But if you just want to take that type of the glucose sugar, refined sugar and more sweetener, icing sugar or just artificial sugar, that is definitely going to work on your nervous system. No. Sometimes glucose D can be used as a medicinal quality, as a medicine requirement. But if you go in front of Lord Chaitanya to dance and take a 2 spoon glucose, I'm not in that favor. I'm not in this favor. Without taking glucose and then you dance in front of Lord Chaitanya and then drink one pot of shoot rice, no problem. Raw sweet, raw sugar. Misri, gur, burhan, bura, this is raw sugar. It is a raw sugar, natural. It's brown and not refined, naturally prepared. Actually, if you have pure honey, I'm not talking about dabur honey. I don't know how they are preparing it. If you have natural sugar honey, it never increases your sugar level in your body. Actually, it aggravates the vata. Honey is the exception which is sweet in the taste and increase the vata. That's why we use in our most of the medicine with honey. Because honey is a catalyzer which brings the quality of the medicine faster in your body. But it's still sweet in the taste. But this honey which is available in the market, 30 rupee liter or 50 rupee kg, I don't know what's there. People make, sometimes I saw the people, those who are sitting in front of MBT, they make the whole trick of the bag, bee bags. You know, they make one bucket of sugar syrup and dip the bee bag in the sugar syrup and squeeze in front of you. This bee bag does not have any honey. They dip in the big bucket. You will see always when they bring this stick with the bee bag, they always have honey in the bucket. Half is dripping in there, half is hanging. And in front of it, they will squeeze in the same pot. It's just like a sponge. You know, a sponge sucking the water. And then you squeeze in front of you, then this water is coming from the sponge. It's a tactic. How? I told you already, the sweet. For example, both cross. Please repeat your question. Balance kapha and balance vata energy is possible at same time. Balance vata and balance kapha energy is possible at same time. Which same taste? like sweet, talking about the taste, sweet, I say it increase kapha. Decrease the vata. This is a sick condition. It's not healthy condition. Yes. So first, yes, I understand your point. Sick conditions are different than the healthy condition. I'm here trying to bring your focus about more healthy status, not about the sick status. If you don't know the healthy status, how you are going to understand the sick status? So when I'm saying that, as Prabhuji have raised the main point, the sugar which increase the kapha, which means to slow down the activity, at same time I'm saying that it increase the, like as he eat the glucose and get energy. I was explaining here, when you take the glucose, your energy is high. When you take the tea, your energy is high. And I very clearly explain here, this is an instinct effect on the nervous system. When you take tea and coffee, the tea and coffee is categorized in the hot, bitter and astringent group. That makes sense. It's immediately work on the nervous system and you feel enlightened and you work hyperactive. Is that right? Very clear? Now, when I'm saying, when you take glucose, the glucose taste is sweet. But, so when you take hot, bitter and astringent, it's have a dominant, the fire, air and air. So water dominant. So that energy is just nervous system energy. It's not using your physical energy. So at that point your kapha deplete. When your physical energy means you take food, you take prasad and you digest it and then you have energy. That is called kapha energy, which you are trying to use your strength. Like people who is working in the office. He go in the office in the morning time 8 o'clock and then he is working. And by the time after 3 hours, 11 o'clock, he feels slightly low energy. Because this is 1 hour before alarm that you are hungry, your brain is not working here, it is going down. The food have been passed out, the breakfast which you have taken in the morning time, after 3 hours it dropped down in small intestine, so your stomach is empty. Now this is the time to take the meal. But generally what the people does, if you wait for 1 hour, okay, no problem, I sip some water, and the water will immediately increase the kapha, and you will not feel low energy, you are alright. But generally, the mercantile people or the business class people, they will not drink water. They say, oh, I am low energy, I have to still make some more file work. They drink cup of tea or cup of coffee to stimulate the nervous system. So when nervous system gets stimulation, the brain is like a cactus in our body which sucks all the protein and glucose from your body. When you utilize your brain, then you produce lots of acid. Because brain is the high quality protein. When you are utilizing the brain by the stimulation of the tea and coffee, then it secretes the acid in too much in your body. And then acid aggravates the pitta, which is anger. So your decisions are negative. So that is why it's called when the sweet emotion and negative emotion. When you have hate and when you have a love. You are loving someone, you are waiting for someone, you are also hyperactive. But when you are hating someone, you are also hyperactive. Isn't that right? Or not? But they have both different perceptions. That is rajasic and that is sattvic. When you are lovingly have hyperactiveness, this is sattvicness. You increase your blood and energy without having food. And when you are burned and hate, you eat lots of food, but you don't get energy. Generally, when kids are crying, mother put the food in the mouth. Simple procedure. Don't check that he have passed the stool in the potty, you know, in the panty. The kids have passed the stool in the panty and is crying due to the passing stool. But mother understand, oh, he's crying, give the food in the mouth. So the same way, the kids grown up and they understand this phenomena, whenever I am angry or agitating or nervous, or I have to just throw the food in my mouth. But, you know, your pitta is gone in your head, that's why you're angry and agitated, your vata is out of balance. So, when you take prasad at that situation, are you able to digest it? And if you are not able to digest it, that's create indigestion. And indigestion is the cause of the many problems. Make sense? So, I have very clearly explained here, the seed which gives energy, the glucose is not the potential, like a gross amount. Glucose is a very light amount which just work here. When you put on tongue, it gives energy. Because it's received by the nervous system, it's have chemically prepared. But when you take sweet rice, you feel low energy in the beginning, but after that you have strength in your muscles, because it digests and then it goes by each tissue. Whatever food you eat, it converts into the food juice. The food juice converts into the plasma. The plasma converts into the blood. The blood converts into the muscles. The muscles convert it into the fat. The fat converts into the bone. Bone converts into the bone marrow. Bone marrow converts into the shukra. Shukra converts it into the ojas. This is a procedure how one thing changes in another. How one thing changes in another. We eat simply spinach, how I am getting muscles? Shukra is one of the body tissues. This is a body tissue. I will explain. So, at this point, I would like to very clear to understand for you that this sweet, sour, salt, hot, bitter, astringent, things are working on the basis of elementary composition. And this elementary composition have relationship vata, pitta and kapha. And vata and kapha, they are both in opposite track, which is simultaneously lives in that. So vata is working on nervous system, kapha is working on immunoglobulin system. Immunity is also a strength and energy, and nervous system is also energy and strength. I give you further one example regarding this, because this is very important. Like that, somebody who have quite good strength and good energy, and somebody who have not eaten food for 10 days, and he's sleeping, he's starving. And somebody, I have eaten lots of food, you know, and the person have not eaten. And I went to him, oh, please come, have a morning bath, you are very weak, you get energy, come for morning bath. The person says to me, Prabhuji, I have not eaten food last 10 days, I can't move my hand, and you are saying for what? How is possible? It's natural. 10 days prasadam, no prasadam, is just on the bed. I say, you guys are very lazy. He said, I can't move my hand, hardly speak. Okay? And I have a good physical energy. So I start and comes out. That's my physical strength. Okay? So I'm working on my physical strength, and that guy does not have any physical strength. And just laying down on the body and he said, practical. Now. Then I was going out from the room. I bring a snake in my pocket and throw on the bed of that person. A snake. The cobra. The real one. So the snake was slightly nicely moving on the feet of that dear devotee or dear Prabhuji. And then he feels something is moving. Then he tried to force his eye. What is that? And he couldn't recognize. He said, might be, fat is moving my leg. I'm too skinny. Then this leg, then he realized, no, this is not my leg is moving. This leg is slightly going upward and going to the thighs and coming on the belly. Then he forced himself to see. And he had his knowledge and memory, everything alive. Just the body was like that. you can say, oh, it looks like his head. So then he hardly tried to move his hand and try to touch that. And as soon as he gets this touch sensation, his knowledge faculty works that this is not artificial. It just look real snake. And then he stand up on his belly. So he just got emotion. He know that when a snake bite, I will die. So he got emotion just by seeing that and touching that and confirming that this is cobra. So his brain get emotion of fear of death. Okay? That is just outside existing. This is a perception. As soon as he confirmed that I have death chance, so his brain stimulates the pituitary gland. Pituitary gland stimulates the adrenal gland. Adrenal gland release certain hormones in the liver, and liver which is holding some energy and glucose, it releases glucose in the blood. And as soon as the stored glucose released in the blood, he jumped on the bed. He threw the snake, jumped on the bag and start to run 120 km per hour. And I was also running on the ground, and then he said, look, look, you don't know. There's a cobra in my room. You can experiment it. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. You can experiment it. Don't give food for 10 days anybody. And just throw the cobra on the belly. Let's see the person run or not. No. You can try it. It's good. Look, just by the name of hearing how much fear the people have. If you have the real cobra, how much faster speed you will run? Might be more faster than Prabhuji. So, this is the emotion, vata energy, which stimulate my liver and get utilize the sugar of the liver. And I have not have emotion of fear and I'm just running. Like there is one joke of a story, I don't know whether it's real or joke, that there is a competition of the race competition, you know? The two people have race competition and one person win. He win the race and he was, you know, breathing and shortening, and then he comes out and he says, oh, congratulations, congratulations, you win the race. Well, it's different, I didn't win the race, but tell me, who threw the dog behind me? Because dog was barking behind him, and he's speeding, and he's speeding, and he's speeding. But he didn't win the race. So fear, emotion, is utilized the stored energy of the body, that is called vata energy, and your real energy is sattvic energy, that without me changing your emotion, you are peaceful. That is only the difference between kapha energy and vata energy. Now talk about the pitta. Pitta is slightly different between two things. Hot, salt and sour increase pitta. If you see here, hot, salt and sour. The hot have air and fire, which is pitta aggravating. Salt also have water and fire. That's why bile is liquid. Like acid can burn, you know, like lemon juice. And salt and sour is also have fire. So due to presence of fire, that's aggravate pitta, and hot increase maximally pitta because there is an air get association. Sweet, bitter and astringent. Sweet and this bitter and astringent. That decrease the pitta because there is no fire in bitter, there is no fire in astringent, there is no fire in earth and water. It's not that a proper factual knowledge. It's not created by a man, this analogy. It's a truth. It's a truth of the nature. It's a truth of the manual. It's a truth of the life. It's not something you can say, well, no, I can reduce it and I can decrease it. No one happened up to this time who can take out any word from this science or enter any word in this science. Because this is a supramental transcendental vision, which we do not have. That is Divya Chakshu. And only the God have the Divichakshu. Only the Krishna have the Divichakshu. Only the Creator have the Divichakshu. Not we. Anybody have any question and doubt about it? Or any controversy to understand this phenomenon? Yes, please. Yeah, Pitta has the energy to change the thing. You know, how you will get this energy? Like, the emotion, the Vata energy, emotion. Because to move your muscles, you need that physical thing. So you get the emotions here, the fear emotion, and you stimulate yourself, and the liver, which is the source of Pitta, that faster metabolized and release the glucose in your blood. You know, the glucose and glycinase enzyme, it's converted in a, there is a chemical phenomena. It is a reversible reaction, reversible exercise. The reversible. You can get the energy from the glucose stored, and when stored energy can be converted into glucose. The Mataji can tell you more better. I'm not a scientist. But this is a chemical, this is a proper. If you go in the modern biochemistry and physiology, what food you eat, it converts into stored glucose. There's an enzyme which works on that, and the same thing in the opposite condition, in the starvation condition, it goes in that way. Like when you are starving, you're not eating any food, your body starts to release. First you pass water, and then the water starts to send some, the acid comes out more darker urine, then protein starts to dissolve, the blood protein starts with the albumin, and then citrate. This all protein and then fat comes to start, the bones, calcium, then you start to decay. That's why your body tissues and muscles are shrinking. Because your body is utilizing everything. This is fire. Aham Vaishwanaro Bhuttam Pranaram Dehmasata Pranapan Samayukta Pachamme Andam Chaturvidam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the fire of universe and I am digesting four type of the meat. So fire of universe in the presence of sunlight and source, and all the sun energy goes in the plants and seeds and chilies and sugars, and when we eat that, the dead body cannot digest. Whether there is a proper hydrochloric acid in my stomach, and I have a nice pancreas just before my death, I have a proper brain just before my death, I'm totally healthy person when I leave this body. So immediately I sent some food, but it was not able to digest. So who is digesting? That's why Krishna says, Aham Vaishva Naro Bhutvam. I am the fire of universe and I am the fire of each living entity, and I am only digesting four type of the meat. That is Atma. In presence of Atma or the representative of Paramatma, that body is world. Otherwise hydrochloric acid is not able to digest. You can take a piece of cheese and you put all the enzymes in that. Let's try if it digests that. And this bottle will start to move. No. That's why the scientists need to develop the fetus. They make the test tube baby, but they need to be fixed in the womb. Because soul enters in the enlarged condition. So, it enters in the air, in the womb, where it needed atmosphere. Any other question? Any difficulty or it's too much boring, too much theory? Or it's not making sense? So,
yes.
This is the... No. You might miss in the beginning. You were late. Yeah. In the beginning explained actually, this is the general location inside the body where you see the sign and symptoms of imbalances of the doshas. These are the general area. Yes. No, this is showing only location.
And the abnormalities?
No, just the location. Normality, abnormality and hyperactivity or low activity, these are the function. These are the sign and symptom. Like there is a ginger. Ginger is here in the cupboard. But it's not making any burning sensation in the cupboard. But when I take the juice of ginger, it's big burning sensation in my stomach. Because when this ginger associate with my acid, with my fire, then my fire aggravate. But if I put the ginger in the milk, it's also aggravate the fiery quality in milk. But milk have also negative quality. Like people boil the ginger with milk to drink. It reduces the mucousy quality of milk. If you have tendency that when you drink milk, it produces mucus, you put ginger in the milk. So it's reduced the mucousy quality of milk and you can digest easily. But if you take the ginger with tea, then it is hotter and it's increased more fire. If you take without water, just raw ginger, it's more strong fire. Is it right? So these are the primary location where you see the physiology and physiological action of vata, pitta, kapha. Now, when they are in healthy state, there are no signs and symptoms you will see. You will just see the natural calls and natural urges of the body. But if these three stages are abnormal, then you will see signs and symptoms are abnormal. Like for example, if your pitta is high, you will feel first of all signs and symptoms, burning sensation in the tummy. If your vata is aggravated, you will see first of all signs and symptoms in lower abdomen, not in the brain. If your kapha is aggravated, first of all you will see signs and symptoms on chest. It's putting mucus. Now, if you regularly not taking care of this and you are feeding your food and eating, not taking care at that level, then this will go in the deeper tissues. It goes in muscles, in fat and bone, bone marrow and then shukra. And then it convert in ojas and then ojas work on the brain tissues. So your brain tissues will get permanently vata aggravation, permanently kapha aggravation, permanently pitta aggravation. Permanently pitta aggravation in the brain tissues, always we have lots of anger. Permanently vata aggravation in your brain tissues is fear, anxiety, anxious. The permanently kapha aggravation in the brain tissues, depression, fatigue, low energy. That's on the brain tissue level. But this will go by the seven tissues analysis. What food you eat, it not directly reach in the brain. But by the emotion, you will feel the relation. Like you have not eaten food for 8 hours and you are in the street and doing Hare Krishna Hare Nam and you hungry, really very hungry. And all of a sudden you see the food for life trolley just come. Hari Bol! Just by seeing the food for life van, you get energy. And when this guy came and opened the back seat and there was no any food, he said, Hari Bol! Your energy is down because there is no food available. Then he was hiding the food. He said, look, I do not have proper meal, but I have left some rasgulla, gulab jamun. Then you get Hari Bol! So then, this is the emotion by which the energy moves. Isn't that right? So that is instinct effect on the nervous system with the emotion. That's why the sattvic energies are the long energies, people are breaking their life in 40s. People are feeling hard time in 50s, you know, to carry on this body. Because when you have a new brand car, you massively drive it. And after that it's broken, then you very seriously want to take care of it. But it's not like that, oh, 20 years I should drive it fast, and then next 20 years I will take care of it. It's not work like that. You have to keep a balance in 24-hour time. That's only go with you. And then your healthy life can go, how long you will go, no matter. If I die next hour, it's not a problem. Because I not carry the burden on my head. I finish my work, I'm ready to leave. Because I don't know when Krishna can call me back. It's not like that, oh, well, I have to finish couple of projects, then I will come. No time. So that's why the healthy status is needed every time, so you can easily leave this body with enjoyment. Who can enjoy the misery? That will be the totally healthy status. When you can enjoy, you have a tumor or your colon cancer and you still enjoy it. That is only sattvic quality of the brain tissues can observe this thing. Rajasic quality of brain tissues will never be able to do that. They will say, this things create this thing. I give 30 years service for this temple. At the end I get colon cancer. I don't want to hate, but I want to say something. But this is rajasic, that's why we are tamasic. This is karma yoga. The karma have, you know, when we do some karma, then we want return back some karma. I did that much job, you should do at least something for me. That is karma yoga practice. Jnana yoga, I am pride on my knowledge. And the bhakti yoga, when you win the karma and jnana, you do your duty, and whatever result come, don't pride on that. I have made that much this thing. Don't pride on that. And after that, whatever comes, you accept it. How? Happily. That is called surrender, sharanagati. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam charanam brajam aham tam papebhyo muktishyami mahashishu. Krishna says this quotation in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. If this was the final answer, why he need to spoke 17 chapter? Just say in the first line. But people mind take 17 chapter. But you need to practice the 17th chapter, then automatically the surrender will come. Arjuna was not surrendered just in the beginning. He was asking and asking and asking and asking. This is just a conversation between, as you know, mind and Atma. The Mana and Atma. Paramatma and Nara and Narayana. I mean, sorry to tell you this thing. You know everything there. This is not Ayurvedic. But this is Vedic. Sure. This is the photograph which I have taken from the Dr. Vasant Lad book. And Dr. Lad is practicing last 30 years in America, and now he is not allowed it to practice more in America. That's the beauty of this bureaucracy. So, because I'm not saying he have done good job, he spread the name of Ayurveda in the Western world. So I have a great regard and respect for him, and I have his photocopy of the books by which I am helping. I just took these copies to F. A-F-G. Yeah. This, because he is slightly more on yogi side of the nutrient prana and the vital prana. What he is explaining, when you are taking breathing, as I told you in the explanation of Om Pranayam in the beginning of my class, when you four time inhalation and exhalation, not holding. So inhalation is just going in the lungs, but at the same time through the nostrils, there's a few air goes in the nervous system. You know, if I dig a land and put you inside the land and cover with the mud, you suffocate it. But as soon as you comes out your nose, you feel freshness. So oxygen supply goes to in brain two way. One way just by the nostril, another way by the blood. When we take oxygen in oxyhemoglobination, hemoglobin carries the oxygen as through the blood and nourishing the oxygen in the nervous system. That is a gross quality of prana. But the nutrient quality of prana, which directly affect on nervous system. What is your question? Yeah. That's because I already gave in the beginning. He have influence of yogi path. The Dr. Lal who have elaborated this picture, he have influence with the yogi path. Their belief and faith is that through the Brahmarandra, your prana is going and you are getting prana through Brahmarandra. But whatever, there is a hole already, it does not need. We do some oil massage every day on Shikha. We have a Shikha here. That's keep relationship with Krishna. Or according to the Vedic philosophy, there is a Brahmarandra, the foramen. There is a hole in the skull which is linking to your posterior brain to the memory section of the brain. So, when he is talking about this vital prana, he is linking with the yogic pranayama. That by the forcefully you can make a rhythm, link your prana to the supreme prana. The supreme prana means the air, the life force which is existing outside your body. The air. Make clear, Prabhuji? There is a three holes. You know, there is one posterior Brahmarandra. In Ayurveda we call Brahmarandra this. But the yogis people call it here in the center. But in our Ayurvedic language, the Brahmarandra is here underneath Sikha. Because we can't keep Sikha here. So they work on the pituitary gland, on the control of mind. But we work on the consciousness side with the previous memory to clear out our memory. That is only the difference between mana and atma, the mana and consciousness. We are surrendered, we are devoted, we are dasanu dasa, but they are master of the master of the master. They are the, you know, that is only the basic difference. That's why they work here, on pituitary gland and command of center. There you have a agya chakra, you know, 1000 petals, but here is the memory center. Just I remember my past lifetime, I am just your... This is ego here. But here is no ego on the back side. Yeah, that's the posterior brain and the memory centers here, occipital brain section. Yeah, you go in America, people have 1000 shikhas. You know, there is a new, what you call tattoos and shikhas, they make this like fancy program. Fancy show. I show that I keep just one shikha, they keep many shikhas sometimes. In the center? Might be. Yeah, that's why I think in the South India, they try to keep the hair from here to here. Let's remove the frustration, cover the hair. They just half shave. So it's covered this part and it's covered this part. So they are devotee as well as they are yogi and yogi devotee. So something is like a middle path. In Kali Yuga, you need protection, you know. You need some maya, you need some devotion, you need something, cup of tea. We'd have some saffron and tulsi dal in the tea. Yes. Then I give the self-healing massage class in this course. I will explain it. It is coming. The self-healing massage is the 80% solution of prevention of the health. At this point, I am just giving this fundamentals, so you not ask cross question to me at the end when I am giving you Sharanagati lesson. This all theory I am teaching you, it does not need to teach you. I can give you the final solution in 1 hour that you just practice this, but you are not going to accept it. Due to the beautiful mind. So I would like that your mind should be surrendered by factually, by logically, by understand that way. So what I tell, then you will not say, why should I do this thing? Because you have the answer, why should you need to do that? So the things which is need to do, because most fundamentals, I think it's very important to make sense. Because you have this modern knowledge, which is scientific knowledge, you know, this all medical science. And I have to challenge the medical science. I need to prove that which is more practical, which is more factual. Because generally people say, I'm the soul, I'm not the body. That's finished the job. But I'm inside the body. And I need to know what are the relationship bondage in between my soul and body. What are the similar quality? There's no similar quality, but since how long I'm in Mrityuloka, there's a certain similar qualities are there, which we need to find out. Anybody have last question? Please, must give your comments and suggestions so I can be more helpful for you. I'm not that I know everything. And I'm just trying to do my best to help you. Yes. Yes, the Dhanvantari Dham, we can make a group program. I think a couple of them people have already seen. But we can make a group tour there, and that can show you that how to work with Ayurveda. Whenever you can decide all group of the people, I do not have problem, and we can just go on that day, and whenever you have time, if you on your holidays, like Wednesday or Thursday, if you wish, just to visit Dhanvantari Dham. And I was proposing one, we were discussing yesterday, to do the practical things, to stay 24-hour time, 24-hour program, to how to practice in a physical body to see and learn it practically. I don't know how much it is practical while you are doing Kartik semester and Kartik sadhana. But whenever in future you have time to do this 24-hour regimens, to practice it, before you get up, before you sleep, what to need to do, what to practice is for the healthy. And that type of the practice is regular, continuously practice at home. That will bring in 6 months time a balanced status. 6 months time is needed to balance your body. Whatever out of balance is existing. Because in 6 months time, your 50% of the body tissues which is generally used is changed. I mean, brain tissues take 7 years to change the sanskaras. Yes. On this coming Thursday? On coming Thursday? Yes, this week. Today is Monday. So Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Okay. Thursday we have day off. No, Thursday he is just saying for visit for 2 hours. Not 24 hours. I will not give 24-hour lecture before I will not teach the whole theory and practical. No, no, after finishing 24-hour program, never be possible before that. But he is interested to just see and go for visiting Dhanvantari Dham. If it's not a problem on Thursday, if you fix the time, we can... No, Thursday I am not giving class. Wednesday and Thursday we have day off, which is officially issued by VIHE. I would like to enjoy that. So if this Thursday, the people, those who are interested to go Dhanvantari Dham, what time will be suitable? After morning program? No, I do not have bus actually. I have an auto and I have a four-wheel car. So 5, 6, 7 people can adjust in that. But it's not a problem on Thursday. We can arrange. It's just 8 kilometers from here. Mathura. So if you're interested, if you fix the time, we can just get the we can get the boat transportation on that day, and we do not have a staff on that day, so that will easily occupy 10 people, 15 people. 8 people can sit in the auto and 6 people can sit in the car. So 8 and 6, 14 people. And then if there is more people, we can just hide a auto from outside. It's not a problem. Where? I give consultation in Vrindavan on Thursday morning, 8 to 10 only. On Thursday, after 10, I will be free to go. So if you would like to fix time with me, this coming Thursday, which will be, date will be, today is 7th. When is it? 8th, 9th, 10th. Is it 10th? 10th of October, Thursday, 10:30. How it makes sense? Whatever comes out, and I'm proposing from my side, 10:30 on Thursday, 10th of October, those who wish to visit Dhanvantari Dham, they are welcome. You will let me know before that, so I will arrange according to that transportation. Or if we have our bus of VIHE and thing, we all can go in there. It will be nice. It will be very nice. You are most welcome to visiting Dhanvantari Dham. Yes, how many people are agree on Thursday, 10th October, 10:30? Raise your hand here. So our program is confirmed, we will go. Whatever, 4 people are enough. 4 Vedas. Let's finish the job. So we will definitely go. 4 people is already confirmed. And with that, 10:30. Front of MVT gate. Yeah. Because on the this temple front is too much difficult. MVT gate peacefully to associate. Okay, 10:30 sharp. So anyone, you can propagate now. If there's more people, we can easily hide a transportation, is not a problem. Clear? Very good. We can just...